Third part of Ola, Mishnah Tes, last Mishnah of Ola. This is discussing Sfeikas of Ola and also differences between Ola and Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlaretz. Ola is ultimately the right in Eretz Yisrael, and Chutzlaretz is also ultimately the right, but not on the Pasuk. The Pasuk is able to talk about Eretz Yisrael. But in Chutzlaretz, it's Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. It's Pikabola. Yeah. Therefore, there are certain differences. Safek Ola makes Israel also. If you have fruit which you are in doubt if it's Ola or not, and you have a real reason to be mistaken, then it is also. If you know that there is a field that has a certain percentage of Ola growing in the field, and you see somebody picking something from the field, you don't know where he picked it from, and it comes out of the field, it is also to eat that fruit because it's Safek Ola. There's a whole discussion in Eretz Israel. If there are fruit that have high percentages of Ola on the market, you have to make sure you get a proper hesher, because once again, it can be an issue of Safek Ola. Uben Surya. Surya is a place which was captured by David HaMelech before the full conquest of Eretz Yisrael, and has been in Eretz Yisrael only Midrabbonim, and they didn't give the full status of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the Surya Muta, in Surya they were making on they left it on the dinder right, and that Safek Ola is permitted in the Chutzlaret. Yoyud v'lekeach that v'vach l'yirenu lekes that in the Chutzlaret you could go into the garden that has a certain percentage of Ola over there, and you buy it from the guy who's selling there. As long as you didn't see him picking it from the tree that has Ola, it's permitted. So once again, we have a chiddush here that if you have vavi Ola in the Chutzlaret, but it's also seedless. You know that somebody planted a tree within the last 3 years and has fruits. In the olden days, this was more common by grapes. So what they used to do is, what we learned before with the grapes, is they took a branch bare under the ground and then it would start growing. Havrocha, and they cut it off. When you cut it off from the original thing, it's considered to start growing. That's when it started, the 3 year stage started growing. So there were certain times that there was a very high percentage of all the grapes. Nowadays we can have it also, if you buy a full grown tree from a nursery and doesn't have enough earth with it, then it's transported to the second place, you also have to start counting the Ola again. If you know that the Ola in the Chutzlaretz is also, or if you're growing in your garden you know that it's also, but it's a Safek, then it's Mutter. As long as you don't see the guy actually picking the Ola. Kerem Netzur Yarek. A person has a vineyard which is planted with vegetables, which basically everything in that vineyard is also Bano because of Kelaya Kerim. The yard is in Chutzlaretz, and there's somebody selling these vegetables outside of it, which is a pretty strong indication that this is coming from the Isser, that Yisrael is also. The Surya Mutter, in respect to Kelaya Kerim also, we are Mako by Sfeikas in Surya, and surely in Chutzlaretz, that's the same din as Ola, that Yoyim Beloikid Bubab Shaloi Yilka Beyad. Kelaya Kerim and Chutzlaretz is also Medivei Seifrin. And therefore has a status similar to Ola, that Vada is also Safek is Mutter. Yeah, this applies to Klai Kerem. Klai is Rav, which means planting different vegetables next to each other is permitted in Chutzlaretz. That's the one difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlaretz, is planting vegetables next to one another is permitted, but vegetables next to a vineyard is ultimate Rav on HaKadosh Ultimate HaTeir L'chol Malkam. The mission says Mishnah that Chodesh is also even in Chutzlaretz. Now, in most places in Chutzlaretz, they were making on this issue, and they relied on various shitas that not brought down in the Mishnah over here that permitted, because it was a Shas Adchak. It was very hard to find non Chodesh products. Yeah, Ha'ola, Halocha, Ola in Chutzlaretz is also because of a Halocha Moshe Mishinai, as we mentioned before, the Kilayim is a Rishpatron. Kilayim, we're talking about Kilayim with the vineyard, is up in the Drabonim and Chutzlaretz. We have just finished the Sefer Torah.